And tonight, the fight against illegal mining intensifies as the Interior Minister takes his fight to the Ghana Police Service, ordering a massive shake-up and reshuffle of all regional and district police commanders in the fight against illegal mining. And there's more unfolding tonight as the minister is still stirring controversy, declaring government is not interested in prosecuting foreigners involved in Galamsey, but the priority, as he says, is to deport them.
Terrorists, and that's how we see them, they are terrorists.
When we arrest any foreigner, we are not interested in prosecuting them. Our first option is to take them back to their country.
We'll get to measure that. Plus, bring you details as the anti-Galamsey groups who are now taking on the minister over this latest decision.
Why should you just deport them? They should first serve their sentence, and after serving their sentence, they can be deported.
And Act 995, the framers of it realize the fact that for foreigners who are engaged in it, they should be punished even more.
My name is Blessed Sugan, here with Top Story, brought to you by Telesil, Connecting Energies and Holy Insecticide Spray and Quail. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, tonight, the Interior Minister, Mohamed Muntaka Mubarak, has ordered a massive shake-up in the police service and its ranks as pressure mounts on the new John Mahama administration to show decisiveness in the fight against illegal mining, as we know it, Galamsey. The Interior Minister, Mohamed Muntaka Mubarak, has now directed the Inspector General of Police, EOP Christian Tateyohonu, to reassign all regional and also district police commanders in areas devastated by the illegal mining menace. While announcing the directive during a meeting with the chief, with the imams in the Ashanti region Thursday, he emphasized government's commitment to tackling Galamsey, which continues to devastate the environment. Well, the move now follows concerns that some police officers in charge of these localities have failed to address the crisis effectively.
To say, bro, you are starting a free. Mr. Makacha IDP said, save you. Yeah, you say, business as a, you know. Police pay you, Pia, walk Galamsey area, piano. Mama order say, you mean I flow.
I have informed the IGP that every police commander in Galamsey affected areas should be replaced with new ones. I am not saying they are complacent, but they have been there for too long without them.
Oh, make us walk home. You see, what's in our chair? With the UF, because what's in our way to be fighting Galamsey? And to the UF, now they are for us. And they are making a police for now. I'm for now, I do go on. So, my man, son, young Huns are clear.
If any of them from these areas approaches you to plead on their behalf to prevent their removal, do not entertain it.
Well, so that's not all from the minister, because he's now also revealing that the government is not interested in prosecuting foreigners engaged in fraud and illegal mining activities across the country. Well, he says that the government is rather putting in place a new policy which will seek to deport any such foreigner or individual arrested. Listen.
And the Chinese and some other citizens, Filipinos that we found, the kind of activities that we do were purely defrauding citizens around the world using a system that is set up that was so sophisticated. Many of them are into our forests. Many of them are cutting our trees unlawfully. Others are involved in Galamsey activities and many, many other crimes. We have resolved as a new policy that for 2 days, you in our forests, whether doing Galamsey or cutting our teeth unlawfully, getting yourself into fraud activities, that's whether using computer or other fraud activities. For these two crimes, when we arrest any foreigner, we are not interested in prosecuting them. Our first option is to take them back to their country. And this is something that we are very serious about. And you are the first point of call when sometimes you make arrests or when people are arrested, they are handed over to you. Please, if it involves these two things, the prosecutors within the police, I have officially written to the Attorney General, we are not interested in prosecuting people who are destroying our environment and who are defrauding people across the globe. What we want is that we want to take them back into their country, and then we'll put them on the stop list, never to be able to come back to our country.
And it's a good time now to bring in Dr. Kiana Shigbe, who is with the Galamse Illegal Anti-Illegal Mining Coalition. He is joining us via the telephone lines now. And thank you so much, Doc, for your spirited fight against this menace of illegal mining. But when you listen to politicians, specifically now when learning more from the Interior Minister telling us what the plan is against illegal miners, particularly the foreigners themselves, then it becomes a challenge, isn't it? Because Aisha Huang is fresh on our minds as to what the Eswatini NPP administration did with her. Now the minister says, that will be the continuum, right? We'll continue to deport them. Is that a much better approach? Because it appears successive governments are opting for that.
Well, thank you very much. You know, the interesting thing we need to put in perspective is that it's important to also commend the Minister for Interior for the move of transferring all police people who are in these mining areas. And I agree completely with him. For me, they have to be done because those police people have failed us. And the reason they failed us is that it's either they are complicit and they are involved in the Galamsey activity itself or are benefiting from it, or they're incompetent. Because you ask yourself how these excavators are able to pass through their places, go to Inginim, close by the Inginim police station, there is Galamsey happening there. Before the Inginim police station, you see Champans being manufactured there, and a lot of the places like this. So it is good that not only is he going to transfer, but he's going to also ensure that the new ones who go there, they have a 3-month period of probation to see that they are doing the right thing. What I would ask him to do is to share with all of us the KPIs for these police people, so that the citizenry would then serve as the monitoring and evaluation team, so that we can give them feedback to see whether they actually are living to the bit of being able to prevent this existential threat from continuing or not. But then you come to the question you ask. It is very sad that this Minister for Interior, who is doing the right thing in one breath, is deciding to break the law, you know, on another breath. If you go and look at the Minerals and Mining Act as amended Act 2019, Act 955, it is very explicit that for non-Ghanaians who undertake mining operations or facilitate the participation of any person in mining contrary to the provisions of this Act, commit an offense and are liable on conviction. You know, so, and they've been given a more stiffer sentence, both either in terms of fines and then imprisonment or both. And so the 3-4 are explicit. And when you go to 5, it then talks about the Ghanaian. So I don't know where the minister is basing his policy on when there's a law that explicitly states that when you get these foreigners, you need to punish them even more severely than you do with Ghanaians. This is very discriminatory. If this was being done, as Manasseh Azuri said, by any other entity on Ghanaians, we would be saying that they are discriminating on us. Why is it that we sit in our country and we want to be discriminating against our very selves? that when Ghanaians are arrested with Chinese people, the Ghanaians will be punished severely. But when the Chinese and other foreigners are involved in it, they'll be allowed to go. And this is coming on at the back of the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources pointing out that we have terrorists in our environment who are, killing our police. 2 days ago, a police officer died, when he was swept by the current going after these galamseyers who are on the water bodies. And then last week, there was surgery done for a Forestry Commission guard who was also butchered by these same people. And the people who defend, who protect these people who are armed, most of them are foreigners. So is the minister telling us that these mercenaries and terrorists, if they are arrested, they would be allowed, to be deported at you and I our cost, but the Ghanaians who are involved in it will be arrested and will be arrested and arraigned before court and punished? That is discriminatory, and that policy the minister needs to reverse it immediately because it is not going to inure to our benefit. As you said yourself, Aisha Wang, when he was arrested, we saw that despicable thing that Mr. Osafumafu talked about the reason why the deportation was right and the nolle prosequi was right. And then we saw what then happened. She was deported. Now the sitting president himself, who did not know whether she actually was deported because she found herself in coming back into our country. Unfortunately, our borders are porous. Our land borders are all porous. Even at all, what they could do is they could land foreigners in either Cote d'Ivoire or in Lomé, and then they will take them by boat, bring them to any of the beaches, and they can bring them in. So it's a bad policy, and the rationale would completely be defeated. And I pray that the Minister for Interior will change that policy and rather say that based on what is happening, we should get the president to declare a state of emergency on these water bodies and in this forest reserve so that we can work together with Attorney General and the Chief Justice, so that there can be special fast-track court dedicated to this mining thing. And so that when these issues happen, we can take these people there and take a leave from the UK, where during their routes, what they then did was that when they get these things, what they will do is that, they take you to court, and in 24 hours, you are tried, and then if you are found guilty, you are taken to jail. And we should be ensuring that the foreigners now, what we should do is that book the maximum fines at them and then also the maximum jail term. So that when they finish serving their jail term, then we can deport them. But it would be very, very counterproductive if we discriminate against ourselves, and it would hurt this fight against galamsey.
And it's the comment of the sector minister himself, Amaku Fibua, which is now drawing that clear attention to the lack of synergy amongst government officials on what they clearly intend to do with these illegal miners. I want us again to listen to the lands minister speak about illegal miners and how he believes they are terrorists.
His Excellency President Mahama remains fully committed to his pledge to eradicate illegal mining menace. And as a sector minister, I shall carry through this responsibility to the letter, no matter whose house is God. I want to take this opportunity to sound a note of caution to those involved in this illegal mining enterprise and their faceless collaborators hiding behind political polarization and influence, that any attempts to make calls and overtures to intercede for their notorious corporates will not succeed.
And so I described some of the forest reserves that were overtaken. In 2 months, we've reclaimed almost 90% or 80% of our areas that were taken over. That's progress.
Chief Justice, I'm very happy that Attorney General is taking the necessary step to try to reconstitute and bring back dedicated courts in dealing with these terrorists. And that's how we see them. They are terrorists.
Well, so that's the description, terrorists, he calls them. But it's a good time also, again, to bring in Awolasewa, who's been in this fight with you, of course, advocating for us to deal with this illegal mining menace. Awolasewa is with the Eco Conscious Citizens. And we've been hearing from Engineer Ken Ashigbe speak about how, first of all, laudable it is for the Interior Minister to now give the directive that they will be withdrawing all these police commanders from the galamsey-prone community. communities. But what we do not see is the synergy as to what should be done to foreigners involved and even the locals who are now being tagged as terrorists by the minister, Aula.
Well, I mean, everybody, first of all, good evening to you and your listeners. Thank you for having me. Anybody involved in illegal mining, involved in the ongoing ECOSA, should face the full rigors of the law, so that whether they are foreign nationals or local, in the case of foreign nationals, just deporting them is a slap in the face to Ghanaian. They need to face the full rigors of the law. They need to be prosecuted. If found guilty, they serve the sentence. And after they have served the sentence, they can be deported to their respective country. But just to allow them to leave the country without serving any sentence is no deterrent whatsoever.
And I'm just wondering, that where do we go from here? Because almost everyone is giving up.
Well, we should not be giving up. I mean, we face an existential threat. We need to, if we have now seen the light, we've now realized that people who are destroying your source of water, poisoning water is a war crime, even in wartime. If we've now come to understand that they're environmental terrorists, then what we need to do is to declare a state of emergency specific to our forest reserves and water bodies and all the areas where the environmental terrorists are. Go there, ensure that they are removed, arrested, prosecuted. And then all our waters that have been diverted, we need to do the need for. The house is burning. We don't have much time to be playing around. The window of opportunity is closing. What else do we need to hear? Water being poisoned, food being poisoned, rising cancers, kidney disease, deformed babies, maternal deaths. What else do we need to hear before we decide to declare a state of emergency? And yes, anybody caught in this environmental terrorism should be arrested and prosecuted, whether they are Ghanaians or foreigners. When we have foreigners coming to the country, the terms of their visa, surely we should know what they are coming to do. You can't just waltz into Ghana, destroy our environment, and then just deport you. So I think that we shouldn't give up. I think that we should continue, we should be resolute, and we should continue encouraging the government to do its best to rid us of this canker. It can't be done. What we need is a political will. Once the political will is there and we use all the resources available to us, believe me, we will get rid of this canker. But we need to have the commitment, the political will, and we all need to work together.
For many who are looking at the security angle, a state of emergency will be the way out now. But I don't know what you think about this, Professor Kwesi Enyeng, who's joining us now from the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center. Many have called for it. Are you also in for that?
You've got to try to get it right next time. I think a state of emergency presupposes that all the interventions that we need to do have failed, and therefore we are using extraordinary measures beyond ordinary interventions. Where we've reached demands and deserve emergency extraordinary measures. This has become a threat to our very existence. But I think we trivialize the extent of the problem when we just want to arrest and deport. That will not solve it. That will not serve as a deterrent enough. First, we need to put together, I think there are lots of good people who know the extent of this problem. Its transnational dimensions, the environmental criminality or terrorism, as people want to call it, and the impact on threatening and undermining our very survival. Probably there is not enough time. But if we look at the foreign criminal involvement in these operations, but the foreign criminals and the big unaccounted money, the illicit financial flows, cannot come into this country if there is not collusion at a very high level. Okay, so we need to be able to, as the lady was saying prior to me coming on, we need to be able to disaggregate and have the political will that irrespective of the person who is caught in the dragnet, you cannot use religious leaders, chiefs, family, old school friends to get out of the dragnet. I think we've tickled ourselves very silly over the past 10 years or so, and now we are facing this threat that is beginning to pose, you know, dangers to our very existence. So all extraordinary measures are necessary, except a shoot to kill policy. That will turn the support of the populace against the measure. There are lots of things that we can do that empowers government, our security agencies, intelligence agencies, and all the instruments at the disposal of the state and non-state actors. Let's use it. Let's be bold enough. Let's have the will. And I think we should be able to do this and then recover our lands, get our water bodies, you know.
Yeah, and why not shoot to kill when these individuals clearly are injuring even some of the officials who go there to supervise the forest reserves?
Brother Blessing, they can do that because of the levels of collusion, the leakage of intelligence assessments. Talk to those who have been involved in all these operations, and you know that more often than not, the Galamseyers are aware of the operations, the timings of the attacks, and in very rare cases, have they ever caught an important person? And you see, the Galamsey truly has exposed the levels of collusion and the weaknesses in applying the instruments that we have. If you look at the national security policy or the national security strategy document and the way it talks about the need for linkages amongst different sections of the security services, and you talk about the security, the Intelligence and Security Services Act, about placing the interest of the state at the forefront and intelligence agencies acting as an early warning mechanism to advise government for intervention. And then you look at the Signals Act about harnessing and harmonizing information. Then we only pass these laws and they just don't work. You know, so shooting to kill the small boys and girls, that is not where the problem lies. It lies with you and I, who need to implement what we have voluntarily acceded to. And that is the same thing with the theft of these things, the electrical cables at the Temahabo. We are all talking about, oh, we've seen two companies that have these containers. They are being smelted. But nobody has spoken about the incompetence and the ineffectiveness of the security and intelligence agencies at the Temahabo, who made these things leave the port.
I see.
And this is not rocket science.
Yeah. Well, we need to go, but I want to hear from all of you before we do. Let me go back to you, Dr. Ken Ashugbe, your concluding remarks on this and your expectations from the minister, knowing that he's yet to conclude the tour of the Ashanti region.
Well, thank you very much. And I think that, you know, Aula and Profeni have really put it very succinctly. This is... we've been cooking this thing for a very long time, and it's gotten to the point where we need to deal with it. But the interesting thing is to point the minister to the law. Again, he should go back to Section 4 of that law. It says, where non-Ghanaians who are liable on summary conviction of, under subsection 3, is a person liable to deportation under Section 35 of the Immigration Act 2000 and Act 572. That non-Ghanaian, were sentenced to a term of imprisonment, serve the full sentence before deportation according to subsection 3. So he should realize the fact that there's a law that prohibits that policy that he's bringing. And so he should change it. And I'm praying that the Attorney General would refer him aptly to this, and the chief, the commander-in-chief and the president of this country would ensure that that bad policy does not come in place. The NDC criticized Osafo Mahfo when he made those allusions in the past. They should not be continuing in the same place that they have criticized in the past.
And for you, Sawa?
Yes, you see, my brothers have said it eloquently. I don't need to belabor the point. But I'll just say that when we say a state of emergency, it's not synonymous with shoot and kill. Even in a state of emergency, there are rules of engagement. You can make announcements that everybody should leave the forest reserves and our water bodies. Then you send your army, the navy, air force, whatever you need to do. They have clear terms of reference. It's not to go around like when the Wild West shooting and killing. All you're trying to do is to remove the terrorists from your water bodies and your forest reserves. Of course, if they open fire or they're about to open fire, you will defend yourself. There's no doubt about that. But the primary is not to go around like in the Wild West shooting and killing. The primary purpose is to go there and remove the terrorists and their equipment, destroying our forest reserves, which are, you know, that when the last tree dies, the last man dies, poisoning our water bodies. So there should be no political interference. They should be given a clear, no political interference. And I'm sure that they'll be able to do a job they've been trained to do.
And Prof, before we go, 3 months each for all the commanders who will be deployed now to these galamsey-prone areas. Enough?
That is a useful start. I mean, CI 76 makes it clear the number of years that, you know, commanders must stay at a particular area. I think in certain instances, they've stayed for too long, they've built friendships, networks, collaborations. So I think a routine changeover, retraining, you know, better intelligence and understanding and application of the law will be very, very useful. We need a holistic approach to this, intertwined, interconnected, holistic, seeking to achieve one aim, reclaiming our forests and our water bodies to secure a sustainable future.
Right. And of course, grateful to all of you for joining us, Dr. Ken Ashigbe, also to you, Awula Sewa of the Eco Conscious Citizens, and Professor Kwesi Enning from the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center. I'm Blessed Sugan. That's it for Top Story. Next is Ghana Connect. Kwekwa Sante is next.